What's up, sports fans? BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. Well, Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, an RV source of Central New York. Hey, you can buy, sell, rent, and get your RV service with RV Source of Central New York. Go find them on Instagram and Facebook. My man Mike McKay and the team doing an unbelievable job. RV Source of Central New York is the official RV service center of the ML Sports Platter, and thanks to friends of the program as well, the Swan and Whitaker families, as well as Camilla's Golf Club, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, and Ken's Auto Detailing. We have one more division to go, and it is the NFC West. Let's get to it. San Francisco 49ers, the defending champions of the conference, and a team that, you know, again, they got to deal with a lot of contract stuff. I mean, Debo and Ayuk and Brock Purdy, and you got stuff on both sides of the ball and who's going to get moved. And we've heard all the rumors galore of Ayuk and Samuel and all these people, right? And so you sit here and you kind of wonder, what's next for this team? Well, regardless of who they sign, who they get rid of, they got to have a good draft, right? Well, they were looking ahead about the wide receiver position, and they go with Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, an absolute speed demon at number 31 overall in the first round. He's a wide receiver, 6'1", 190, and he adjusts to passes. He makes it look so easy. You can put him all over the field. He's got big-time run after the catch, threatening speed, stretch the field. And again, with that uncertain future with Ayuk, with Debo, he's a fantastic player from the slot. Height, speed, great jump, and you've got a great future pick because you know one of those guys is not going to be on the roster. Now listen, a lot of people might say it's a slight reach, and I would agree, but again, the Shanahan system, they know what they want. There were probably three receivers easily ranked ahead of Pearsall. But by the same token, while he's a 35th overall player, so is it? A major reach? Is it not? I look at it as fit. All the time in the NFL draft, it's where you land. And Shanahan and that team, they just like what they see and they go get him. Renardo Green out of Florida State, a cornerback. 6'1", 190, very instinctive corner. He mirrors the release. And he's a really good shadower. He's a really good closer. He's not a ball hawk or a playmaker, but he's a real competitive dude at the catch point. He really breaks up balls. And regardless of what the play calls for, he makes it really, really, really uncomfortable for the offense. And the big topic here is that the 49ers had legitimate needs for a third cornerback. And going out and getting Green should help this big time, right? He's a feisty man cover guy. And they like what they have here. Kansas offensive tackle Dominic Puny, by the way, Green was taken in the second round. You have Dominic Puny from Kansas, an offensive tackle, taken in the third round. Obviously, some big-time help for Brock Purdy there. A guy who's 6'5", 330. He can play both guard and tackle. And also, you know, look, he took some snaps at center in the Senior Bowl, and he's a plug-and-play guy. You know, they're hoping that he can rotate in that offensive line. And we know that the right side of the offensive line has been a real problem for San Fran, right? Not a lot of notable long-term guys there. And Puny should get a lot of opportunities to start week one right guard, right one, you know, whatever it is, week one right tackle, guard, the next game, whatever the case may be. I think the team really likes the transition here. I think they really do. So Puny, let's see what he develops into. I'm very interested by this one. Wake Forest safety Malik Mustafa, taken in the fourth round. Just a real strong value pick here. He's an aggressive, active run defender. He wraps up. He's 5'10", 200, super physical, big-time range. Try to take the top off the defense as well. He can take sound angles. You can play him up. You can play him back. And you put Mustafa back there with Green, and they're hoping those two ACC players are the next wave of 49er secondary players to be able to dominate. This was the pick from Dallas, of course, in the fourth round. Meanwhile, Isaac Garendo from Louisville, a running back in the fourth round. He's a big ball, and he's hard to bring down. 6 foot, 230, tied for the third fastest 40-yard dash time at the combine, regardless of the position, and that speed makes him that big-time threat man to pull away. You know, he's just a real lower body, feet mover, strength guy, natural hands catcher. He can really stretch the offense as well, and he's great in pass protection. Three more draft picks to get to for the San Francisco 49ers here on the ML Sports Platter. It's all brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices, the title sponsor of the program. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a big-time thanks as well to the Al and Angus Pub, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and our good friends at Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. That's welchjewelers.com. They've really got it all at welchjewelers.com. Engagement rings, wedding rings, bracelets, watches, necklaces, and more. The top brands in jewelry, it's all there. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. The official jewelry store of the ML Sports Platter is Welch & Company Jewelers. Niners, final draft picks next on the ML Sports Platter. ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Ken's Auto Detailing, Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual, New York State, and Burn Dairy. Hey, it's all good at Burn Dairy. Participating locations at Burn Dairy. Make sure you gas up your vehicle today at Burn Dairy. Pick up coffee and donuts on your way into work as well. And chocolate milk for the kids, and the ice cream stand is open this spring and summer as well. Burn Dairy, it's all good. Three more. Jacob Cowing from Arizona. Again, a wide receiver. They're probably just looking into the future like Pearsall as well. This would be not necessarily, I mean, it could end up being a day one starter, but get in and back some dudes up, develop under what we have, and then, you know, hopefully you're like number two or three guy in 2025. He's a really dangerous slot receiver, though. Sub 440, big time speed, catches downfield and goes, playing in one of the best conferences in football, at the collegiate level. He's got good separation and, he runs hard. So they're looking to get a couple more of those type of guys. That one in the fourth round, of course. Jarrett Kingston from USC, an offensive guard, taken in the sixth round. Obviously some more help for the O-line and Brock Purdy. And then linebacker Tatum Bethune out of Florida State. He's a guy who is 6 foot 240. He's got a lot of development left. They think a high ceiling could be possible here, but he's a guy who sifts through traffic pretty well. He's just really hard to block. He finds space, he slips through, and he has the ability to shoot those gaps, which is what the Niners love as a linebacker, of course. Sound angles, chases with good effort, and, you know, he runs with the tight ends, right? And he picked off a pass in that ACC championship game. If you go back and watch what happened in that when he ran with a tight end there and he got, you know, his head turned the right way. He located the ball and boom. So he's a good reader of plays. He reads the quarterback. He breaks on the ball. And they're hoping that his underneath coverage and his sneakiness and his late second burst to the ball can fit right in with the 49er defense. By the way, the New Orleans Saints draft that I did, I was trying to figure out, if it's going to strike, how will we remember it? And I never even said that. I've been saying it for all the drafts except that one I forgot. So if you're listening now, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be remembered if one of those picks strikes and surprises us as a diamond in the rough. If they find a franchise corner, cornerstone player, not a cornerback, but they should have taken a corner if they, you know, again, Kool-Aid was a decent pick, but they could have had one of the top three or four guys, could have traded down. They could have, you know, drafted a big time playmaker. They could have done so much more in that draft. And the Saints, I think it'll be down the line, will be, oh, we tricked you all, you know, taking who we did. And this guy ended up working out as a cornerstone player. While the 49ers are here, how will we remember this one down the line? I think it's going to be about Ricky Pearsall. I do. I think it's going to be about, you know, one of those guys, Ayuk and Samuel will not be there. Does Pearsall develop right into the next Shanahan gadget guy? The big Shanahan gadget speed difference maker guy. Is that what we're looking at? Quite possibly. You know, Pearsall's a nice player, but they need him to be a franchise wide receiver, especially if they're going to say bye-bye to either, as I record this, Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. Mike Lindsley with you here. It's the ML Sports Platter brought to you by our great friends at Liverpool Physical Therapy. You need that PT, that post-op PT. Make sure you go with my friends on Old Liverpool Road. Liverpool Physical Therapy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Knees, back, neck, whatever it might be, Liverpool Physical Therapy, the official therapy of the ML Sports Platter. And thanks as well to Camillus Golf Club, Stumble and Monkey Brewing Company, Brian Comboy of Mass Mutual in New York State, and CH Insurance. They're in your corner every day, every way. Make sure you log on to chinsurance.cc today and ask about commercial insurance and group benefits. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.